Shakespeare Radio presents The Kingsmen every second and fourth Friday of the month at 11 a.m. Join host Mark Hauk as he explores masculine spirituality and reflects on the male roles of leader, protector, and provider. That's The Kingsmen, live every second and fourth Friday of the month at 11 a.m. with an encore the following Saturday at 2 p.m. Listen to past programs at holyspiritradio.org.
A prayer to the Holy Spirit. Come, O Spirit of God, and make within us your dwelling place and home. May our darkness be dispelled by your light, and our troubles calmed by your peace. May all evils be redeemed by your love, all pain transformed through the suffering of Christ, and all dying glorified by his risen life. Amen.
This is Father Timothy from National Shrine of Our Lady of Częstochowa, and you are listening to WISP 1570, serving Doylestown in Philadelphia, and WCOJ 1420 in Coatesville, inspired by the Holy Spirit, communicating hope.
Men of God.
Men's hearts have to be woken up.
As a father, my job is to make sure my children get to heaven.
I think the timing is absolutely right. I think that we're on the verge of an incredible renewal within our church.
Welcome to the Kingsmen, building up men in the mold of leader, protector, and provider.
I felt a real thirst to want to know about God.
Iron sharpens iron, men sharpen other men.
A part of that natural calling is to protect society, to uphold the common good, to make a difference.
And now, here is your host, the co-founder and president of the Kingsmen, Mark Hauk.
Well, good morning, brothers and sisters in Christ. I am Mark Hauk, your host. With you, as the promo said, second and fourth Friday of the month right here at Holy Spirit Radio. That is 1570 a.m. in Doylestown, 1420 in Coatesville. Blessed to be with you here live again. We're going to be talking about Lent. Lent is starting on Wednesday, March 1st. That is Ash Wednesday. That's right, friends. It is going to be here before we know it. And we'll be in this wonderful season of Lent. I'm going to talk a little bit about Lent. I'm going to talk about the Manna Philly Catholic Men's Conference today as well. Mike Norton from Malvern Retreat House will be calling in. We'll have him on the air for a little bit. We'll talk about the upcoming conference, the speakers, and everything that you can expect with that. Holy Spirit Radio will be at the Manna Philly Men's Conference. That's at St. Joe's University next Saturday, March 4th. We'll be broadcasting live there, from 7 to 11 a.m. That's the Spirit in the Morning radio show with Gary Zimak. We'll be down there, and we'll be interviewing the speakers and talking to the attendees. I'll probably be on the air with them as well. But before we begin this program, let's start it and code it with prayer. As you know, some of you may know that the Kingsmen have a patron. That is St. Augustine of Hippo, Doctor of Grace. St. Augustine's prayer to the Holy Spirit is what we usually begin the program with. So let's begin in the name of the Father, Son, the Holy Spirit. Amen. Breathe in me, O Holy Spirit, that my thoughts may all be holy. Act in me, O Holy Spirit, that my work too may be holy. Draw my heart, O Holy Spirit, that I love but what is holy. Strengthen me, O Holy Spirit, to defend all that is holy. Guard me then, O Holy Spirit, that I always may be holy. Amen. And so here we are, the Friday before Lent. I want to talk about Lent and preparation. What are your plans? Yesterday I had about an hour and a half of spiritual direction with my spiritual director, Father Michael DiGregorio, who's been on these airwaves with us before. Wonderful man, priest, Augustinian, prior provincial for the Villanova province. As I was leaving my spiritual direction time with him, he said to me, "So what are your plans for Lent?" I got to tell you, I was a bit dumbfounded. I didn't have any plans for Lent. I mean, I do the normal plans. I go get ashes on Ash Wednesday. I fast when I'm required to fast. I abstain from meat on Fridays. And I do a jar of penitential offerings and sacrifices with our kids. We pick one out each day. I said, "Well, we'll probably do that again." He said, "Well, Mark, what are your plans for Lent?" And frankly, I hadn't really thought about it. we need to make plans for Lent. We need to have Lenten plans. What are your Lenten plans? Well, Mark, I just do what the church tells me to do. No. That's the basic. That's the minimum. Well, I fast. I on Ash Wednesday, I'll fast on Good Friday. No. That's the basics. What are you going to do to make this the best Lent you've ever had? I have a couple suggestions for you, and I would invite you to pray about it. Ask the Lord to open your heart to something, to plans, to plan to have a great Lent. I think we can all do this. I think there's little things that we can do in our daily journey through Lent to make it an amazing Lent and to prepare ourselves, like, once again, for the Triduum, the Holy Week, the holiest of weeks, as we enter into that wonderful time of Easter. But we must prepare. And so prior to the show, I started thinking about that. What am I going to say? What am I going to say to you, our listening audience? What are my plans? I didn't have any as of yesterday. Well, I'm starting to change that, and I'm starting to pray about that, and I'm thinking about that. And I'm going to do the jar with the kids. Of course, that's what we do. We write up 40 penitential things that we can do, and each day the kids pick one out of the jar, and we do it as a family. That's a wonderful thing and tradition we've been doing in our family, and I will continue to do that. We will do that, and that's a wonderful offering. But for my own personal journey, I used to be a daily communicant. I was blessed to be a daily communicant before I got married, and within the first year of my marriage. But as the kids started to come, I had to pull back. We used to take the kids. We only had one or two. We'd take them to Mass, and we get there. But as now I have five children, it's more and more difficult. So I'm not a daily communicant anymore. I miss and long for the day that I can return to being a daily communicant. And one day I will return to being a daily communicant. But I said, I can make during Lent one extra daily Mass. I'm going to make that one of my commitments. To go to an early Mass, 6:30, 6 a.m. Mass during the week of Lent, of the Lenten journey. I can do that. That's a sacrifice I can make. And in that spirit, I want to start getting up every day at 6 or 6:30. I usually get up around 7 a.m. I want to get up around 6, 6:30, and I want to get my rosary. I want to pray my daily rosary. I usually pray my daily rosary when I'm in the car. And that's a wonderful thing to be able to pray the rosary in the car and pray along with Holy Spirit Radio, EWTN. And I will continue to do that. But one of the things that I'm going to do is I'm going to go find that quiet space, that sacred corner in your house. And you should. The Cat Chat people have a wonderful program. They encourage little children to have a little sacred corner, sacred space in their room, a little shrine where they can go pray. Well, I'm going to find that prayer space in my home, and I'm going to go there, and I'm going to take my rosary, and I'm going to pray my rosary. So that's the beginning shell of my Lenten journey, and I just share that with you just to get you thinking about it, not to pat myself on the back, because certainly I'm not trying to do that, but just to share, lead with my weakness, and say, hey, I could do better here. I could be more intentional about these things. So as we approach my dear sisters in Christ, are you in need of healing? Are you suffering in silence about your current or past trauma? Then it's time to seek some healing from the Divine Physician. Hi, I'm Mark Houck, founder of the Judith Healing Retreat for Women, and I invite you to join your fellow sisters in Christ in seeking healing for your pain. Join our dynamic Judith leader team for a weekend like no other. Nestled at the cozy and comfortable Fatima House in Bucks County, the Judith Retreat is a unique experience that is designed to gently bring women to a place of hope and lasting peace. Drawing on the seven sorrows of Mary and the Old Testament heroine Judith, women will be brought through a four-day, three-night journey that has proven to provide healing in the lives of women of all ages. If this sounds like something you could benefit from, then I invite you to visit judithretreat.com to learn more.
My name is Joe Zimmerman, and I am one of those Protestant listeners to Holy Spirit Radio. My brother Jerry and I own Summers and Zims, a Chester County plumbing, heating, and air conditioning company. Our factory-trained technicians would be honored to take care of your plumbing, heating, and air conditioning needs. Our phone number at Summers & Zims is 610-593-5129. My prayer is that God would bless you through His Word as you listen to Holy Spirit Radio.
Hey, Philadelphia, it's time to man up. Man Up Philadelphia is coming back on March 4th. Man Up Philly is a once-a-year conference focused on men to energize and enable us to be better sons, fathers, and husbands by living our faith and leading our families by example. The conference will be held at St. Joseph's University, Hagen Arena, 5600 City Avenue in Philadelphia. Visit manupphilly.com for more information.
Okay, we're back. The emergency break in there, so I'm not sure what you heard, but that's okay. If you want to hear what was said, we'll probably be able to capture that on the replay. But real, just a real quick update. I was just talking about making your plan for Lent and what you're going to do, things that I'm going to do. I'm going to get up early and do my rosary, 6:30, and find that prayer space, and then do a jar with the kids. Pull out a daily sacrifice or penance or offering, and we do that with our children. So some of the things I'm doing to make my Lent as fruitful as it can possibly be. I mentioned the baby Jesus in the king cake. This is a tradition that began in the 12th century in France, and this is something that you could do on Tuesday. You could bake that cake. It's called a king cake. Now, Mardi Gras, as I said, is Fat Tuesday. I'm not a big fan of the gluttony, gorging yourself. I think that's... Well, I want to talk about delayed gratification today, and I think that's really a lack of virtue. And no offense against anybody who's going to have something sweet. I'm not saying you can't have something sweet, but just gorging yourself or, I think there's a spirit in that may be less than virtuous. But the king cake is something really neat, and it's very Christ-centered. And the cake's circular shape signifies the roundabout route that the Magi had to take to prevent Herod from finding the Christ child. And originally, a small coin was placed in that cake. I'm just reviewing what you didn't hear. But a Catholic baker in New Orleans, Donald Entringer Sr., he's been credited with substituting the coin with a baby Jesus, the Christ child. And so, anyhow, he just actually passed away, Mr. Entringer Sr., pastry shop owner in New Orleans, died in 2012. But he popularized that. And that's something you can do. I think that would be a great thing to do. So let's talk about Ash Wednesday. That's next Wednesday. So you need to. It's not a holy day of obligation. If you don't get your ashes on that day, you're not in mortal sin. But it's something that you should do, and I think it's very important, and it's a wonderful witness to the world as to who you are as a Christian. It's not just Catholics who get ashes on Ash Wednesday. There are other Christian denominations that do that. So the Pope who gave us the ashes, do you know who that was? Although the early church used ashes as part of its ritual for public penance, you might see that in Scripture, right? In ashen and ash cloth, the sackcloth, and they put ashes on their head. It wasn't until the Synod of Benevento in 1091 that the reception of ashes in Lent was extended to all the laity and clergy. Did you know that? The decision came from Pope Urban II, whose papacy spanned a tumultuous time in the church, fraught with an anti-pope at that time. There was a Holy Land invasion, and there was very undisciplined clergy. And in a battled papacy, it often was the tool of warring nations. Born in 1042 in France, Otho of Lagary was a monk when Pope Gregory VII asked him for assistance in reforming the church against such abuses as simony. That was the buying or selling of spiritual things. Otho worked so closely with the Pope that when Gregory VII, died in 1085, many thought that he would be elected Pope. Instead, Pope Victor III was elected. Victor's papacy was short-lived, only 3 years. On March 12th, 1088, Otho was unanimously elected pope, taking the name of Urban II. Pope Urban ordered the First Crusade. He died in 1099. and that was 2 weeks after the fall of Jerusalem. He was beatified in 1881. So Pope Urban II was the first to institute the reception of ashes that we do on Ash Wednesday. So very important that you go to church on Wednesday, March 1st, and receive your ashes. I love walking around with my ashes. Well, maybe because it's a witness without saying words. I like that because I'm a man of many words. I probably talk too much. And I like that I can present myself and who I am as a Christian publicly without even saying a word. I like that. That's good for me. I need that. I need more of that in my life. So next Wednesday, put it on your calendar. Find out when ashes will be distributed. I like to get them on early in the morning if I can. I know sometimes we do it at 7 p.m., but I always think, oh, that's a shame because you don't have that chance to share that witness. Now, you could witness at work, you know, go to a early service and get your ashes, and then all day have the ashes on your forehead. I think that's a wonderful witness, a wonderful way to share the gospel. If you don't know, the palm that we receive from Palm Sunday, many people don't know, I shared this with my son this past weekend, that the palm that we received from Palm Sunday last year, that palm is gathered up again, and it's burnt to produce these ashes. And my son was like, wow, that's pretty neat, you know. So these are wonderful things to know, to think about, to see the symbolism in all of it, coming full circle, another liturgical year, starting fresh in this Lenten journey, preparing ourselves to grow closer. Once again, Holy Mother Church giving us these wonderful seasons, Advent, Lent, penitential seasons to prepare for the holiest time of the year, Holy Week, Easter, Christmas, Easter, the two holiest feast days in our church. So wasn't it great that Holy Mother Church has the wisdom to say, we need to help our people prepare well. So as I said at the beginning of the program, we have the Man Up Philly Men's Conference. Another great way to begin your Lent. Come to the Man Up Philly Men's Conference on Saturday, March 4th. We have a Kingsmen promo code. If you go to the Man Up Philly website, just Google Man Up Philly, and you'll get to the website. You enter a promo code, you can save 10% off the registration. So for any man that wants to go to Man Up Philly next Saturday, I'll be there. Holy Spirit Radio will be there. Gary Zimak will be there. We're going to have Spirit in the Morning there from 7 to 11 a.m. That'll be your programming on EWTN. You're going to hear from the conference. If you want to get 10% off the registration cost, enter the promo code KINGSMEN. It's one word, KINGSMEN, K-I-N-G-S-M-E-N. You can get 10% off. Starting March 1st, I believe, the registration rate goes up $5 additional. So the early bird rates, you can still, I think, take advantage of right now. Go to Man Up Philly, I think manupphilly.com to get registered. And I'll be there as well as probably about 1,000 other men. I have Mike Norton maybe calling in on this program today. We'll talk to him from Malvern Retreat if we get him on the air. If we're lucky enough to have him on the air, we'll talk a little bit about the conference. But before we get into that, again, I want to talk about delaying gratification because this is Lent. Lent is a time of sacrifice, of penance. It's a time of fasting. And in the Catechism of the Catholic Church, fasting is referred to as voluntary self-denial. Now, as I said on previous radio programs here at Holy Spirit Radio, that we can voluntarily deny ourselves anything. It doesn't have to be food. Now, for those that are over, I think, 65 years of age, you're not required to fast from meat on Fridays during Lent, okay? So, just for health reasons. And I think it's above a certain age for young children as well. I'll get that information for you before the end of the program. So, but this fasting, we can fast every day during Lent. And it doesn't have to be food. It can be anything. We can deny ourselves anything. And I want to talk about that and bridge that to delaying gratification, how efficacious this is in our personal lives, in our professional lives, in everything we do. If we delay gratification, how beneficial this is. just a quick update. So on Ash Wednesday, Good Friday, those who are 18 but not yet 60 are allowed only one full meal. So this coming Ash Wednesday, if you're over 18 or you're 18 over, you are allowed only one full meal. Two smaller meals are allowed as needed, but eating solid foods between meals is not permitted. Now, abstinence from meat on Fridays during Lent, those who are 14 years of age or older are to abstain from meat on Ash Wednesday and all the Fridays of Lent. Okay, so 14 years of age and up, just to give you an update. All right, I'm reading a book, and many of you may have got this book, Resisting Happiness. I'm almost done it. It's Matthew Kelly's latest book, and it's a great, short, pithy read, small chapters, great for men. I've been reading it at my adoration, weekly adoration, holy hour, and this chapter was really spoke to me, and I think it really speaks to the whole concept of voluntary self-denial. And I hope this helps you enter in to a plan for Lent, because I think we don't plan. And as Scripture says, when the people don't plan, they perish. Okay, most of us just enter into Lent. Oh, it's Lent again. Oh, okay, no meat on Friday. Oh, okay, I'll eat fish. Oh, I'll eat shrimp on Friday. Oh, I'll eat tuna fish. That's it. That's our Lent. That's not a Lent. That's going through the motions. That's truly just going through the motions. Brother, sister in Christ, if you're listening and that's all you're going to do, you're wasting your 40 days. You're basically just trying to check the box. Because Lent is so much more than just abstaining from meat on Friday and fasting on Ash Wednesday and Good Friday. So much more. I want to talk about delayed gratification. Matthew Kelly in his book, Resisting Happiness, and he talks about resisting happiness, that we're called to be a joyful people. We are an Easter people, as St. John Paul II would say. And happiness is desired for us as children of God. But we resist happiness when we fight the desires that we know are good for us. In other words, Matthew Kelly says, you know, when the alarm clock goes off first thing in the morning and you hit the snooze button, that was your first opportunity to fight against resistance. But the resistance wins when you say, no, I need 9 more minutes. He goes on to talk about how we resist even our own happiness. By living in debt, you resist happiness. You know, living in debt is a stressful way to live. It disturbs your peace. It disturbs your happiness. It's a tough way to live. You know, racking up tons of credit card debt and living that way, you're resisting your own happiness. So we have to delay gratification, you know. Yeah, you could put it on a credit card. Yeah, you could go on that all-inclusive vacation. You got no money, but you want to do it. Well, I'll just throw it on a credit card and I'll deal with it later. A lot of people will do that. A lot of people, you know, have to live on credit cards, sadly, because maybe they don't. Their job doesn't provide them adequately. You know, there's all sorts of reasons. A lot of debt, student loan debt, a lot of reasons. People underwater with their homes, the real estate market. My personal situation, you know, it's difficult. It's difficult out there. But we must delay gratification, which means maybe we don't take that vacation this year. Well, I'm entitled to a vacation. Well, maybe have a staycation. You know what that is? You stay at home for a week. You don't work, but you stay at home. It's called a staycation. Maybe this year, instead of going, you know, paying $2,000 or $3,000 to go to some resort or even down the shore, you stay at home. You save that money. You help yourself get out of debt, and you live a more peaceful, joyful, and happy life as a result of that. Oh, Mark, you're asking way too much. Am I? Then maybe this opportunity of Lent, this time of Lent, is a chance to practice delaying gratification. Matthew Kelly talks about this. He says, one of the many things I love about Catholicism, he says, is that it truly does bridge heaven and earth, not just in a theological way, but a real and practical way, he says. The simple habit of self-denial is a spiritual habit, but it has tremendous implications for our worldly affairs. He says, self-denial leads to the immensely practical skill of delaying gratification. So Lent and these opportunities to deny ourselves. I'm not going to have the cream in my coffee today. You know, maybe for Lent, you take no cream in your coffee. Oh, I couldn't do that, Mark. I like my coffee like a milkshake. Well, maybe you could just offer that up as a little penance, just a little penance. Little penance for the holy souls in purgatory. Little penance for those in your family who are away from the church. Little penance for those that are suffering and are going to die today. Little penance. Little penance. That's all. Ah, I couldn't do that. All right, how about no salt on your meal? Salt? I got to have salt on every meal. Really? Why? Don't you know that the chefs who cook your salt, maybe your wife, she seasons your food anyway? No, I just have to have salt on my carrots, or my salt on my corn, or salt on my eggs, or salt on... Okay, you don't want to do that. All right, how about you're going to give up chips with your hoagie? I guess you have a hoagie once a week. Maybe go to Wawa or go to Primo Hoagies or Lee's Hoagies and got to have chips with your hoagie. How about no chips with your hoagie? Oh, no, I got to have chips with my hoagie. Really? You can't offer up chip? No chips? For the holy souls in purgatory? For your parish priest? For your friends and or enemies? Can't offer up a bag of chips? All right, what else? What else can we do? We can deny ourselves the radio. Oh, I love my talk radio. I love Holy Spirit Radio. I love The Big Talker. I love Rush Limbaugh. I can't get enough of it. Can you give that up for one day? One day a week? No talk radio? Can you turn off the noise? Can you enter into the classroom with silence in your car? Can you allow yourself to have some sacred silence? Oh, I don't know about that. How about just no music? If you don't listen to talk radio, how about just some no music? We always got to have something, right? How about no TV? No TV for one day. Zero TV. How about once a week, no TV? How about the whole family does no TV? That might be a huge sacrifice for you. But offer it up for the holy souls. Offer it up for those that are suffering or carrying a big cross. Those who struggle with same-sex attraction. Those that are living contrary to the church's teaching. The whole transgender issues. You know, contrary to the creative wisdom of God. Can you offer that up? Perhaps you're going to offer up more of a penance, deny yourself some comfort, not just food, but maybe you're going to sleep on the floor. My nephew, my beautiful nephew, he sleeps on the floor. He's about 10 years old. He sleeps on the floor for Lent. He's 10 years old. I'm going to give up my bed. God bless him, little Aiden McCarthy. I'm going to give up my bed for Lent. Give honor to God. To deny myself, grow in virtue, offer it up for those that need it. That's a wonderful thing that you could try. How about for one day, I bet you nobody in this audience can do this. Because I've tried to do it. I have a hard time doing it. Go the speed limit for one day. So if it's 25 mile an hour zone, you're going 25. You're not going 30. You're not going 28. If it's 55, you're going 55. You're not going 60. If it's 45, you're going 45. You're not going 50. Try doing that for one day. I bet you can't do it. I mean, these are voluntary because we want to be there now. We don't want to wait. No fast food. I'm not going fast food. No more fast food for the whole month of Lent. How about no soda for Lent? I've done that. I like soda. I like a little carbonation. I do no soda for Lent. In fact, I think I might do that again this Lent. I love soda. I mean, I don't drink it every day, but I like a little carbonation. You know, I crave it. I enjoy it. Once or twice, maybe a week, I'll have a soda. Deny myself the soda. Oh, you know what my wife does? She does no bread. Boy, that's a tough one. There's bread in a lot of things. Now, she'll eat crackers and things like that, but no pizza. That means no pizza, friends. And Lent's a big time for pizza. I think the pizza industry does very well during Lent. Because pizza's a good alternative on a Friday with no meat. No pepperoni on that pizza, folks. No sausage. Get the mushrooms, the green peppers, you know, the works there, but you can't, no meat, right? I think, you know, bread's a big one. I like bread. Anyhow, there's a couple thoughts. Matthew Kelly goes on to say, he says, the ability to delay gratification is intimately linked with success. You cannot succeed, he says, at anything unless you're willing and able to delay gratification. You cannot succeed at anything, whether it's your spiritual life, whether it's your personal life, whether it's your married life, your professional life, your athletic life, whatever, unless you're willing to delay gratification. Athletics is a perfect example. Athletes have to always deny themselves, constantly deny themselves. They watch what they eat. You know, they got to keep working through a tough, you know, workout. You know, you could easily walk away. No, I got to get this workout. I got to finish. I got to complete it. They're always denying themselves. In other words, there's a story that Matthew Kelly shares in here that I think is pretty funny. He says, before we do that, he says, in order to have a healthy financial life, we talked about debt and so forth, a healthy financial life that balances earning with spending and saving with giving, one must be able to delay gratification. Very important. You got to put away, right? Talked about that staycation. I think this is a great story. During the 1960s and 70s, a well-known series of studies on delayed gratification, now known as the Stanford Marshmallow Experiment, was conducted by a psychologist named Walter Mischel, who was at the time a professor at Stanford University. In these studies, a child was offered a choice between receiving a treat such as a marshmallow or a cookie immediately, or receiving two treats if he waited approximately 15 minutes. The tester would leave the first treat on the desk. Can you imagine that? And leave the room for 15 minutes. The child was instructed that if he wished to have two treats instead of the one, simply to leave the first treat on the desk. He was astounded, or it was astounding, I should say. Simple type of test, you know. And yet, all these years later, in following up these studies, the researchers found that children who were able to wait longer for the preferred rewards tended to have better life outcomes, as measured by SAT scores, educational attainment, general health, and well-being, and other life measures. Isn't that interesting? He says, on the day you decide to intentionally start denying yourself, your life will improve, Matthew Kelly says, in 1,000 ways. He says it's a lesson he's trying to teach his own children, and I can appreciate that. St. Augustine wrote, conquer yourself and the world lies at your feet. Conquer yourself and the world lies at your feet. Again, the church for 2,000 years has been teaching about self-denial, self-control, delayed gratification, fasting. This isn't anything new. Again, Pope Urban II, you know, started with the ashes in 1080. We've been doing it for a lot of years. There was a story shared by at a conference that Matthew Kelly was at. He talks about this, and I think this speaks right to the modern man. He was at a conference, and a man shared a story. He said there was a man named Mike, and he had two best friends, and all three of them were turning 40. And because of the pressure of work and family, they had all fallen out of shape. Pretty stiff, typical story. We're all a little saggier, a little baggier as we get into our 40s. I'm 42. I don't look like I did when I was 28. So they decided to get into shape together. This was going to be the year that they were going to do it, kind of a New Year's resolution, right? So these three guys signed up for a Get Fit program run by a retired Army sergeant. The program was 90 minutes, 3 days a week. That's it, 90 minutes, 3 days a week. Not that taxing, but for someone who doesn't work out, that could be a lot. That's a lot of lifestyle change. Do it Monday, Wednesday, and Friday, starting at 6:30 in the morning. There's some discipline there. By lunchtime the first day, Mike said he could hardly move. When he woke up the next morning and tried to get out of bed, his body refused. Resistance, right? The contortions that followed in order for him to get his 2 feet on the floor had his wife howling with laughter. On the first day of the second week, Mike was not feeling that well. The first week had taken it out of him. He had spent the weekend running around to events with the kids, and he and his wife went to a big party Saturday night where he proceeded to drink too much. About 15 minutes into the class that Monday morning, he approached the sergeant and requested permission to sit out for 5 minutes and catch his breath. No, was the sergeant's answer. He says, but I have a cramp and I think I need to stretch it out, Mike complained. No, that's not your problem, the sergeant replied. What is my problem? Mike asked, regretting having asked as soon as the words crossed his lips. Your problem is you are very fat. You're very lazy, and you are mentally weak, Now shake it off and get back in there before I make you give me 100 push-ups. That was his exact words. You may not be physically fat, but we all probably have a bit of spiritual obesity that needs to be dealt with. We could all be lazy from time to time, both physically and spiritually, right? And we could all fall into the trap of a soft, weak mind if we are not careful. Isn't Lent a great time to get spiritually fit? Isn't that a great way of looking at Lent? Hey, not as a time of, oh, no meat, oh, I can't eat. But it, maybe use it to get spiritually in shape. Resistance, Matthew Kelly says, hates discipline, loves sloth, loves laziness, hates self-control. Resistance abhors delayed gratification and any type of self-denial that makes your heart, mind, and soul strong. God wants us to have a strong mind, brothers and sisters in Christ, a strong heart, and a strong spirit that soars with so much strength that nothing in this world can weigh it down. These things can only be accomplished, as Jesus tells his apostles sometimes, with prayer and fasting. That's what we do at Lent. That's what we do at Lent. Isn't that great English? That's what we're doing during the time of Lent. We're praying and we're fasting. Demons can only be cast out, Jesus says, with prayer and fasting. Why couldn't we cast them out? The apostles ask him. Because this type of demon can only be cast out with prayer and fasting. You cannot succeed at anything unless you're willing to delay gratification. Matthew Kelly encourages us, and I encourage you, to say no to yourself at least once a day. Say no to something that you typically do. Every day I check the sports, I read the sports page, or I go on to ESPN.com, or I, you know, read something at a Wall Street Journal. Oh, maybe just say no. You're not going to feed that desire, that instinct. We're going to go to our second break here right now. When we come back, we'll continue to talk more about Lent, delaying gratification, self-denial, and all that good stuff. And maybe Mike Norton will join us for the Man Up Philly to give us an update on that. But again, Man Up Philly, March 4th, St. Joe's University, 8 to 5 roughly. There's the day. Gary Zimek will be down there early. A little closer to Gary. He's in Jersey. He'll have a shorter ride than he does to get into Holy Spirit Radio. From 7 to 11, we'll be broadcasting live next Saturday. So if you're tuning into your regular EWTN programming, Holy Spirit Radio, you're not going to hear it. Stay tuned.
This is Patrick Mucha, seminarian at St. Charles, and I'd like to invite you to the 24th Annual Marian Day to be held at St. Charles Seminary in Wynwood, Pennsylvania. It'll be on Saturday, March 11th. The day will begin at 9 a.m. with registration. Mass will be at 11:15, and we will feature Father Mark Mary from EWTN. To register and for more information, please visit www.scs.edu.
Programming on Holy Spirit Radio is made possible in part by Robert Mancini, an attorney with a general practice law firm offering professional excellence and personal service. Robert Mancini can be reached at 215-348-4900. That's 215-348-4900. Programming on Holy Spirit Radio is also made possible by the generous prayer and financial support of listeners like you.
Attention, dear Holy Spirit Radio family of listeners. The End of the Wild Retreat Weekend for Men is returning to the Philadelphia area in 2017. Hi, I'm Mark Houck, founder of the King's Men, and I want to invite all men in our listening audience to consider joining us at one of our upcoming End of the Wild weekends. We will be hosting this transformative retreat at our brand new leadership training center in gorgeous Bucks County in May and September. Come and experience your masculinity in ways like never before. The King's Men will be introducing new activities and experiences for men as we continue to unpack our manly roles of leader, protector, and provider. We will also be returning our Into the Wild program to the Pittsburgh, Arizona, and Texas areas in 2017. For more information about the upcoming Into the Wild retreat and to view a full schedule, visit IntoTheWildWeekend.com. Space is always limited, so reserve yours soon. Hope to see you in God's wilderness. Welcome back to the King's Men. Isn't that such a Delaware Valley colloquialism, alrighty? I think that that's a Delaware Valley thing. I got a lot of Delaware Valley colloquialisms going on. Colloquial statements. We are talking about Lent and how you can have the best Lent. I think Matthew Kelly, Frank, and Elias was in here, and we were just talking about Matthew Kelly's best Lent program, the video series that they'll be using on Gary's Spirit in the Morning show. But anyhow, make this your best Lent. I love Lent. I love Lent because I need it. I need it because I'm a vain guy. I like to stroke my own ego. I like to be liked. I like people to say good things about me. And I need to strip myself. I need to strip myself. Not saying there's anything wrong with being liked at all. I need to strip myself of all those, you know, impurities and those disordered attachments. And Lent is a great time to start stripping ourselves of the things that are truly keeping us from God, keeping us from loving others well, loving ourselves well. You know, if we're overeating or we're doing those things, you know, Lent can be an opportunity to say, you know, I need to use this spiritual discipline that Holy Mother Church has put in place. And I need to carry it forward. Isn't it amazing that Lent like becomes this, I behave so much better for 40 days, and then when Lent's over, I can go back to not behaving well. Now, that's not good. Holy Mother Church wants you to pray all the time. Jesus says, be perfect as your Heavenly Father is perfect. Well, we need to pray to be more like Jesus. Pray without ceasing, St. Paul says, right? So we just don't pray more prayers during Lent. Now, I know it's an opportunity to do a little more, do a little extra. Sure it is. But wouldn't it be good if we carried on those practices? Your daily rosary, daily, and not just for 40 days. Your extra mass the rest of the year. Your kindnesses, your generosity, your tithing. Now, a big part of Lent is also tithing, almsgiving. Right? More properly stated. So prayer, fasting, and almsgiving. Well, we should be giving alms all year. But Lent is a specific time. We can have what are they called? The food, rice balls. We have those. Our kids get them. We get them at the parish. And we can do that. But you can do that all year, right? It doesn't have to be one time of the year. And it's good that you do it, well, at least one time a year. But aren't we talking about becoming holier? Aren't we talking about becoming more virtuous? And one of the things I'm presenting to you today is delaying gratification, delaying our normal wants and desires, right? We are a fast food generation, and we want it when we want it. Have you ever been in the fast food line and you just ordered your food, and you're complaining because your food isn't there when you arrive at the door? Or at the window. Has it ever happened to you? Have you ever been like disappointed? Like, how can this take so long? I mean, it's fast food. You're getting it within minutes of ordering it. And yet you're waiting and you're annoyed at that. Or maybe you're in a hurry and you just, hey, I gotta go. But have you ever thought like, geez, that maybe I need to work on patience? Maybe I need to be a little more patient. We can all work on that. I'm not pointing the finger at anybody here. I'm pointing the finger at myself. At the same time, denying ourselves can be done every day. I think we just don't think about it. I think that's the problem with most of us. We just don't think about it. Can you deny yourself the negative word that you would contribute to a conversation when people are gossiping? Sure you can. Walk away maybe, or say something kind about that person, or maybe say something to the opposite. Well, you know, you don't know what they're going through. Maybe they're going through a difficult time right now. Friends, I have a Kingsman brother And you've heard him on the radio before, and he's a dear, dear friend of mine. Chris Trey is going through a very difficult time right now. His mom is dying. I ask you to keep Chris Trey and his mother, who's dying, preparing to see Jesus right now. She's getting the anointing of the sick. To keep them in your prayers. You know, Lent is a time to really intercede, you know, to use that time, especially during Holy Week, the holiest of weeks. You know, we have a lot of wonderful prayer time, meditating on the cross, the passion of Jesus Christ. People are suffering right now all over the world. Christians are being persecuted and suffering and being martyred for the faith. You know, we really want to enter into a deep prayer for those brothers and sisters, a part of the universal church, a mystical body of Christ. We are all one. And when one is hurt, we're all hurt. When one sins, we all are affected. Your sins, brother, affect me, and my sins affect you, sister. And we're talking about fast food culture. When you think of things like pornography, and we've talked about pornography many times on this program. You're probably ad nauseum. Oh, here he goes again. There Mark goes again talking about pornography. Why can I ever not tune into a Kingsmen radio show and not hear the P word? You know, it's ridiculous. Brothers, this is a pandemic. Sisters in Christ, this is destroying our marriages and destroying our church. These men, women and children are being affected by it. Think about the fast food culture. Well, pornography is sexual fast food. That's what it is. You know, you eat fast food every day. There was a documentary done by a man who ate McDonald's for every day for like a full year. His heart rate had gone up. His cholesterol level had gone up. He gained a super amount of weight. He was not healthy at the end of that year. I think it was, I don't even know, maybe it was called Supersize, I think it was. Maybe it was just a month he did it. I think it was a year, though. I'm not sure. I never saw it. Well, pornography is sexual fast food. You give yourself a steady diet of impurity, you're going to be a very sick, sick man or woman or child or young man or young woman. Your marriage is going to be very sick, very unhealthy. It's sexual fast food. It's the opposite of what God has designed. I think at Mass today, we talk about the one flesh union, if I'm not mistaken. At today's Mass, isn't this apropos? We have the words in the Gospel of Mark. Yeah. The Pharisees approached Jesus. Is it lawful for a husband to divorce his wife? A lot of people think the husband, you know, looks at pornography, a wife should divorce him. Well, that's not scriptural, or is that biblical, or anything that Jesus teaches. It's called being a sinner. And so wives, if your husband has betrayed you through infidelity, through internet porn or anything like that, that's not license for a divorce, although a lot of people would think about doing that. They replied, Moses permitted a husband to write a bill of divorce and dismiss her. But Jesus told them, because of the hardness of your hearts, He wrote you this commandment, but from the beginning of creation, God made them male and female. For this reason, a male shall leave his father and mother and be joined to his wife, and the two shall become one flesh. So they are no longer two, but one flesh. You can't separate yourself from your one flesh. Therefore, what God has joined together, no human being must separate. There you go. It is clear. In the house of disciples, again, questioned Jesus about this. He said to them, whoever divorces his wife and marries another commits adultery against her. And if she divorces her husband and marries another, she commits adultery. I mean, there is no such thing as Catholic divorce. I've said that before. There's no such thing as Catholic divorce. Does the church allow divorce? Sure. But there's no such thing as Catholic divorce. Maybe I can get a Catholic divorce. No. There is no such thing. What, isn't it annulment, Catholic divorce? No. The annulment, the tribunal is there to tell you that you never had a marriage to begin with. That's an annulment. Your marriage is null. It never was. So people might think, oh, that's Catholic divorce. In the Magnificat, and this is a bit of an aside to our topic today, but an important one. When a husband is joined to his wife, they are no longer two but one flesh, says Jesus, right? Each has found a faithful friend, and a faithful friend is a sturdy shelter. It's beyond price. It's a life-saving remedy. The spousal friends whom God has joined together in the sacrament of marriage, no human being must separate. So, as we're in Lent, and maybe you've been betrayed by your husband or by your wife, and I know many men and women, friends of mine, who have been, you know, maybe this time of Lent is a time to enter into that suffering, into that passion, right? And seek the presence of God in it, and find courage to carry that cross. Maybe that's your Lenten journey this year, is to not seek worldly things, but seek godly things for your marriage. Maybe it's you take a retreat during this Lenten season. Kingsmen have many retreats. We have our Samson Healing Retreat, April 6th through the 9th. That would be a wonderful thing to do. Maybe you are dealing with that. Maybe you're dealing with some betrayal in your marriage. Maybe you're dealing with some addiction or some sort of vice that you want healing. You're seeking God's forgiveness and your own forgiveness and your forgiveness of others. You're seeking courage to be able to do that. So our Samson Healing Retreat is a wonderful thing that you can do this Lent. Another way to deny yourself, you know, I don't want to go to retreat. I don't like retreats. Retreats, no. Again, the Man Up Philly Men's Conference next Saturday is like a mini retreat. It's a one day. Now, maybe that's a starting point. But if you want to go dive full into the ocean of God's mercy, maybe a full 4-day, 3-night retreat. We had Mike Norton scheduled to call in today from Malvern Retreat House. Maybe you want to take a retreat at Malvern for 3 days on Friday and go to Sunday. Man, that's a wonderful thing you can do for this Lent. Deny yourself, like, you know, I want to go to the Sixers game. I don't know who would want to go to a Sixers game these days, but maybe you want to do that, or you want to, I got to watch March Madness. You know, maybe you deny yourself every single game. All right, I got to have all the TVs. I got to have everything. I got to be able to see every game and every update. I got my pool going. Maybe this year you don't do the March Madness pool. Oh, no, I win it every year. Well, maybe you deny yourself that this year. Maybe you let somebody else have a chance to win it, okay? Maybe you deny yourself that pleasure. Oh, no, Mark. You're really getting personal now. You're invading my personal space. These are things that I've done. You know, my fantasy football, you know. Maybe you ditch it for the month of Lent. Not that there's fantasy football during Lent, but you get the point. All right, we got 3 minutes left in the program. Again, Man Up Philly next Saturday, March 4th. If you want a 10% off that registration on the promo code on the website, I think it's manupphilly.com, you can click or type in the word Kingsmen, K-I-N-G-S-M-E-N. You'll get 10% off. On March 1st, it goes up an additional $5, so take advantage of the early bird. The speaker's there, Dr. Marcellino D'Ambrosio. I spoke with him at the Catholic Men's Conference for Allentown. Great guy, Dr. Italy. He's on EWTN a lot. He'll be there. Damon Owens, he's been at the Catholic Men's Conference. He's spoken at the Philly Men's Conference before. Great local guy. He's got 8 kids. Former Theology of the Body Institute executive director. He started his own ministry called Joy to Be, I think it's called. Wonderful man, great guy, will be there. Also, Kevin Riley, former Philadelphia Eagle. He just was beginning his football career professionally, and he got diagnosed with some sort of disease in his body, and he had to have his arm amputated, part of his shoulder amputated. And like 5 ribs. So Kevin Riley's going to be there. He does some broadcasting still with the Eagles. He'll be there. I can't wait to hear this guy's story. He's got the 4 F's. He talks about faith, family, fortitude, and one other F. So anyhow, Kevin's going to be there. And Mark Forrest, a personal friend of mine, Mark Forrest and I went to Catholic U together. Irish tenor, great guy. He's going to be doing our holy hour there. He's going to be singing meditation. And Mark's just a terrific guy from Ireland, Dublin, Ireland. He lives in Virginia with his wife, Muriel, and they have 7 kids, and they have a wonderful ministry themselves. And Mark will be there, and he's got tremendous wit and just a funny guy to be around, and the Irish accent is just completely endearing. So if you get a chance to see Mark Forrest, you'll have his CDs there. You'll love meeting him. I can't wait to see him again. It's been about, 3 or 4 years since I last saw him. So a good friend of mine and the ministry. So Mark Forrest will also be at the Catholic Men's Conference. So again, join us for a full day, continental breakfast. There's a lunch served there. It's a great way to begin your Lenten journey as men. I mean, why not? Why not? Let's forego the golf. I know we got good weather. We could see people on the links. I see them on the golf course now. There's another denial opportunity. Go out. Go to St. Joe's. Hang with Holy Spirit Radio. The Kingsmen will be there. All these other wonderful ministries will be there. Archbishop Chaput will probably be there. I think he's going to be there, probably saying a mass. If not, maybe Bishop McIntyre. And we will be there with 1,000 other like-minded men. What a great day that will be. I'm sorry Mike Norton couldn't be on the show today. Oh, well, it is what it is. Malvern Retreat House is where he is, and invite you to check out Malvern's website. Just Google Malvern Retreat House. You'll find it. Once again, I'm Mark Halleck with the Kingsmen. My website, if you'd like to learn more about the Kingsmen, is thekingsmen.org. Got upcoming retreats you heard about on the show. Samson Retreat, April 6th through 9th. Also, Into the Wild. Visit IntoTheWildWeekend.com if you'd like to learn more about those retreats coming here locally, May and September. Until we talk again in Lent, have a great start to your Lent. God bless.